Be a Friend to Have a Friend by Laura McCorkle, read by Ellie Johnson. A friend loves at all times, Proverbs 17:17. Christmas is weeks past us, but the remnants remain on a bulletin board in my office. There, I have thumbtacked various holiday family pictures and newsletters that I received in the mail from all different friends and acquaintances. I decided that's how I would handle these materials this year, instead of putting them in a pile to collect dust and go forgotten. As I look at the bulletin board each day, my heart is warmed as I see the faces of friends who have played different roles in my life. Comforter, truth teller, listener, hugger, encourager, constructive criticizer, relationship decoder or investigator, and so forth. I see so many ways of serving and giving from so many different types of friends. And I am blessed as I am reminded of what they have done for me. And then I'm also convicted. What am I doing for my friends? How am I pouring into their lives as they are pouring into mine? How is God moving me to be a part of their worlds? And am I responding to His instruction and guidance in my life? Ralph Waldo Emerson famously said, "The only way to have a friend is to be one." And he was so right about that. Friendships don't just happen. They take time. They take effort. They take upkeep. And that means we all have to do something if we want to cultivate, grow, and nurture relationships with others. When I look at my bulletin board of friends, if I am truly willing to be a friend who loves at all times, I know that that means I have to always be ready to shelve or alter my plans in order to help meet the varied needs of others. It's something God has been working on me now for a while. Am I willing to lay down my plans and sacrifice my time and my desires for my friends? Or is it more important that I get done today what is on my list and what I think is right for me? Am I seeking the Lord for His direction? Am I paying attention to the Holy Spirit for conviction? Let me warn you, though, don't ask God to move in your life in this way unless you really mean it. Because when you do ask Him to help you be a better friend and to help you reach out to others, He will give you plenty of opportunities that may or may not be what you had in mind. You might be asked to offer your professional skills to someone else in need for free, forego your after-work errands or agenda to just sit, listen, and offer a warm hug, give up your Saturday to help someone move, paint a house, or run a garage sale. Better yet, you might be moved to give financially to someone you don't even know. Befriend the different or difficult person whom no one else likes. Not take careless words or confusing situations personally and instead choose to cover these minor offenses with love. That's what a true friend does, goes outside of themselves and gives, and gives, and gives. Are you up to it? I'm asking myself the same question. For friends both new and old, how can we be a true friend to someone else today? Intersecting faith and life. No doubt, at some point in your life, you've known what it's like to be on the receiving end of someone who has been a good friend to you. But what's it like to be your friend? Do you take more than you give? Are you ever around? Do you take time to listen and care about others' concerns and life matters? Take a friend inventory today and see what changes you might need to make in your outreach to those you call friend. For further reading, check out John 15:13 and 1 Corinthians 13:4 through 7.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.